این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, what we do in this program is to listen to different words and viewpoints of the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and then try to shed light and explain some points about this great character's viewpoints. Well, about the status of a martyr, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Not only we, the terrestrial beings, are short of access to them, but the celestial beings are unable to find a way into it, as they are the characteristics of perfect human, and the angels are distant from those mysterious stations." Well, and the angels are distant from those mysterious stations. We can here see that the concept of martyrdom in Islam is linked with the entire religion of Islam. This whole process can be somehow understood if the term Islam is appreciated. This is because being a derivative of the Arabic root salama, which means surrender and peace, Islam is a wholesome and peaceful submission to the will of Allah. This means being prepared to die, to martyrdom, in the course of this submission. So the concept of martyrdom, like all other Islamic concepts, can be fully and wholly appreciated only in the light of the Islamic doctrine of Tawheed, or the absolute unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and full submission to His will and command. It can be fully appreciated in isolation. In this sense, the concept of Shahada is no exception. All Islamic concepts are interrelated and they should be appreciated within the framework of the doctrine of Tawheed. The concept of martyrdom and the holy struggle in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in fact interrelated. Both words have been frequently used in the Holy Book of Quran. In fact, there is no martyrdom without struggle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the cause of the truth. Both of these words have literal meanings that are different from the terminological meanings, although these terminological meanings were originally based on the literal meanings. And that is the point that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh wants to tell us. This fact that the high situation and high position of the martyrs is so high that no knowledge and no human brain can reach the high situation of these martyrs and the acts that they have done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the cause of truth. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let me just repeat the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the high status of a martyr. He said, "Not only we, the terrestrial beings, are short of access to them, but also the celestial beings are unable to find a way into it, as they are the characteristics of perfect human, and the angels are distant from these mysterious stations." Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.